Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Mr. Encore, Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy Sports and Politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Fantasy Sports and Politics crew. Yeah, log on. Peace.
Yes, yes, it's that time again. Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on the East Coast. And yes, I am the master, and this is the FSP Crew Show. We got a great show in store for you tonight. I'm joined by my two co-hosts, Black the Bookie and Jeff the Joker, and as usual, we always engage in conversation, give you information about the wonderful world of fantasy sports and politics. Like I said, we have a great show in store for you tonight, so if you want to call in, this is the number, 347-637-3220. Run that back to you again, 347-637-3220. Chat room is also open. We may get some a lot of chatter in this chat room because of the double trouble that we're going to be coming up. Hopefully they'll call in soon. We have some committed high school ballers that are going to be coming on this show, the Gonzalez Twins. Hopefully they'll be calling in. But before they do that, let's bring in my two co-hosts, Black the Bookie and Jeff the Joker. Black first and then Jeff. Hello, guys.
Hey, what's going on, people? What's going on? Can somebody please let me know when spring is going to last?
Well, spring, the last couple of days, spring has sprung, and then it decided to go back into where it came from today, especially in Jersey and up northeast. It's pretty chilly and supposed to get worse as the night goes on and into Friday. So what's up, Jeff?
Hey, Jerry. Hey, Black.
What's going on, Joker?
Let's do the show. What's going on?
Yes. We have a nice show in store for you tonight. We got if you are a female, a women's basketball fan, we have two soon-to-be predicting stars, hopefully, that they're going to show up joining us. I've read a few things on them. I'm anxious to talk to these two young ladies. They seem to like to have a lot on the ball besides on the court. I would like to talk to them and converse with them. But before we do that, I just found something out. I don't know if you guys know about this. It seems like I always happen to find these juicy tidbits. So I want to jump on this first. This is completely out of the realm of it has to do with sports. And we had talked about these guys in the last few shows, either – this show or Friday or over the weekend, about guys and their finances. And this happens to fall into that right now. I'll read the headline. It came from Yahoo Sports just 5 hours ago. So this is fairly new. Financial regulators say multiple NFL NBA players ensnared an $18 million investment scheme, I should say. Financial regulators overseen by the U.S. government have ordered an investment firm with prominent NFL and NBA clients to halt fundraising after allegedly selling $18 million in fraudulent and unregistered promissory notes. The Financial Industry Regulatory Authority has accused Success Trade Securities and its owner, Fuad Ahmed, of lying about key facts surrounding investments secured by 58 clients. FINRA. Hold on, I got somebody else coming in here. I got the Mikhail. Did not release the names of the athletes ensnared in the scam. However, an 18-month investigation by Yahoo Sports determined that a large portion of those involved were players represented by Jade P. private wealth management. While Jay's client list has fluctuated, the investment firm boasted more than 70 NFL players at one point, including, among others, Cleveland Browns cornerback Joe Hayden, New York Giants wideout Victor Cruz, San Francisco 49ers tight end Vernon Davis, and as well former stars as running back Clinton Portis and defensive end, and I can't pronounce this guy's name, but I'll do my best, Adewale Ogunleye. Thank you very much. And before I go into any further in here, I do happen to have our guests in here, and let me play this first before I introduce our two guests. I want winners. Yes, exactly. That's who we have. We have two winners that have committed themselves, and I shouldn't say it like that, but I'm going to say it like that. Dylan and Dakota Gonzalez, welcome to the FSP Crew Show.
Hello.
Absolute power corrupts absolute.
Hello, ladies. How you doing?
We're pretty good. How are you?
Okay. I'm Jerry, and we also have three other gentlemen on here anxious to talk to you and ask you questions about Committed to Do and what how you came upon that. We have Jeff the Joker on here. We have Black the Bookie, and we also have Macau. So I'm going to start the question off. Who am I talking to first? Am I talking to Dylan or Dakota, or are we going to be talking to both of them at the same time?
Well, I'm Dakota right now, and it's Dylan.
Oh, I'm sorry. Dylan, I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. But, yeah, Dylan is here as well, but this is Dakota right now.
Okay. Well, Dakota, you and your sister have been a huge phenomenon in Idaho. 5'11", 6 feet, respectively, can handle the ball, and are media darlings on social media. How did you come, and I know that you're probably going to give me the standard answer, but how did you come with all the schools that were possibly after you decide to go to Kansas?
You know, Kansas was just the best fit for my sister and I. Everything about it stood out to us. The fans stood out to us. The way the coaches ran their program stood out to us. And the family atmosphere was something that we, you know, was just really exciting to us to go into a program that was so family-oriented. And that was something that we wanted to do. We love what Coach Bonnie has done so far, and we want to be part of that process of, you know, helping the Jayhawks to a national title.
It didn't have anything to do with your mother being an alumni there, did it?
You know, honestly, initially, when, you know, we knew, you know, she never let us forget that she was a Jayhawk.
Right.
But initially, it definitely was not something that appealed to us at first. It was almost something, a reason why we didn't want to go to Kansas, because we kind of wanted to blaze our own trail and not really, you know, have to take, you know, go where our mother went. But after taking our official visit and taking visits to other colleges as well, it just really opened our eyes that Kansas was the best fit.
All right, Black?
Yes. What's going on, Dylan Dakota? I'm the one who originally reached out to y'all on Twitter. This is Mike. But they called me Boogie this live on the show. How are you guys going to come in? I see that you're coming in with Zeta Brown and Akilah Morgan. Have you met any of the rest of the recruits coming in next year?
Yeah, actually. We know all of them, and this is Dylan, by the way. We know all of them, and we're actually really good friends with them. We talk to them on a regular basis, as well as our coaches and our other teammates that we're going to play with. But, you know, I'm really excited to get to play with them. We all get along, and I think that's going to work really well for us come basketball time.
Got another one, Black?
Kansas is coming off back-to-back Sweet 16 appearances. We all know the coach there, Bonnie Henrichs. Andrew Goodrich will be leaving this year, averaging 7 assists a game. Are you guys good assist people? Do you have a lot of assists, or you guys primarily score?
Well, we're both primarily scorers. We definitely look to score the ball, but I, Dakota, sorry, we keep switching it up, but I am more of a point guard, so I just, when I look to score, it doesn't have to be me scoring the basketball. You know, I just, that's just my mentality, whether it's the ball, whether it's one of my teammates, I want to score. So, and Dylan is definitely a scorer. She's a shooting guard, and that's just where she's comfortable. But, I mean, we're definitely, we love watching Angel play, so we are a little disappointed that we don't get to play with Angel, but I definitely think that, you know, with the pieces that we have coming in next year, that we should be very successful.
I think the country agrees with you. As yesterday, I saw the rankings came out, and Kansas secured the final top 25 spot. So the pressure's going to be on this year for you, too. I wish y'all the best of luck, though.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Jeff?
Yeah. Hi, this is Jeff, the third man on the team. Well, congratulations on getting your scholarships. Do you think you're both going to get to play your freshman year, or do you think you might have to redshirt?
You know, we definitely don't plan on redshirting. You know, you never really know what could happen. But for us, we are very confident that the more we work and the more we put into it, that we'll definitely be able to play. And it'll all kind of handle itself. But I think that as long as we're working hard and working to reach our goals and to make not only ourselves better but our teammates better, that we'll be on the floor.
And besides basketball, what are your career aspirations?
You know, it's funny because for Dakota and I, you know, we really love to sing, and so we've always kind of looked at something there. But, you know, in college, I think, Dakota, you plan on doing the broadcasting. Yeah, so, hey, Dakota plans on doing broadcasting. I'm more into, like, business. I'm more of, like, the behind-the-scenes kind of person. But, yeah, that's kind of where we're at right now. But we're decisive, so we'll see.
Well, you got plenty of time. And a lot of people, they change a direction once they start college. Do you follow Men's Hoops?
Yes, we do.
Didn't Kansas men's team have a couple of twins a couple of years ago?
They did. They had the Morris twins, who are successful NBA players now.
Yeah, I thought so. So I guess they should be called the Kansas Twins, maybe, like the Minnesota Twins. But there's never been any twins to play for the Minnesota Twins. But that'd be some promotion gimmick if they actually had a pair of twins playing for the Minnesota Twins. But best of luck to you in Kansas.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, Macau, I know you've been waiting patiently. You have any questions for the twins that you'd like to give to them?
Yeah. How you doing, ladies? My name is Macau. excuse me. What I wanted to know is, you know, how competitive are you two with each other? You know, I know y'all practice with one another. I mean, can you all tell us any stories of how y'all, you know, played each other over the years? Any good stories you could share real quick?
Yeah, you know, we are very competitive. Just our whole family is very competitive. And so when my sister and I are working out together and training and whatnot, Dylan is more of like the trash talker. I don't really talk a lot of trash, but Dylan will definitely talk a lot of trash. So we'll be playing one-on-one, and it'll get pretty heated. And we've had a couple black eyes here and there, and, you know, it gets very physical. And so when we're playing, it's like no mercy. Don't care that you're my sister. You know, it is just all out, ball out. And then at the end of the day, we're, you know, like, all right, let's go get a burger, you know. But when we're playing with each other, like against each other, it is crazy. It's fun at the same time, though. And, yes, okay, thanks for throwing me out there talking trash. But I'm, like Dakota said, very competitive. And so, I don't know, it's just kind of – I kind of like to get into the other person's head a little bit, and that's why I do that. But it's funny because Dakota and I, like, more than we like to play one-on-one with each other, we like to play two-on-two against people. We don't care who we're up against. We love to play two-on-two. And I remember one summer, I want to say two summers ago. This past summer, we were in California watching my little brother play in this, like, huge Adidas-sponsored tournament, and Dakota and I kind of walking around. We had our balls with us because there was open courts. We definitely did not really wear basketball gear, which wasn't the smartest of us, but we're like, you know what, let's just go and start shooting. All of a sudden, all these boys start coming up to us, like, trying to challenge us, saying we didn't really hoop. So we were like, you know what, let's play right now. You all line up, get your teams together, and we will play. Next thing I know, like, all the people who were initially watching all these games around us just turned to just watch us play these boys. And I was playing in, like, Chucks or something like that. And I remember Dakota and I were just getting, like, blisters on our feet. But at the end of the day, it was all good because we didn't lose to any of them. So
wow.
That was probably Barbara.
That was up.
Wow. Well, I know you said you two are competitive, and usually siblings are competitive with each other. So who is the oldest of the two? And by how much?
Dylan. I'm older than Dakota by 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay. And do you rub that in her face that I'm the oldest, or it's just you two pretty much get along with each other and the older sister thing doesn't come up?
You know, it doesn't usually come up, but Dakota likes to say that I boss her around all the time, which is not true. Let's just throw that out there. It's not true.
It's true.
It's not true. Dakota, I just ask her to do stuff. It's not like I demand her. She just will do them, which is nice, you know. But I do, you know, things for her, too. So it's kind of like, you know, hand in hand. It's not like I'm kind of trying to be superior or anything like that, even though Dakota tries to play like the I'm so innocent little I'm younger card.
Well, the thing that I'm looking at, you guys, and it's probably a lot more now, on Instagram, you have 100,000 followers. Is that right?
Yeah, something like that. I mean, I think Dakota, we have like, last time, I don't know, I don't really, like, look at it a lot. It's kind of like post something and talk about kind of how it goes. But I think it's something like that, something like 125 and 165K, something like that for us.
Wow. And then you also, and I don't know how many high school basketball players have over 7,000 followers on Twitter. That's probably it's probably more than it is right now, but what I'm saying, more than 7,000. Is that right, or is that about what the amount is right now?
Yes. Just recently, we reached 11,000.
Oh, my God. I'm looking at these pictures that you ladies have put on, I guess, Instagram, and Twitter or whatever you put them on, and you also have YouTube singing videos. Is that right?
Yes.
So you are, I wouldn't say social media giants, but you use every bit of social media that you possibly can. I guess you guys, what, 17, 18 years old? Am I right about that?
Yeah, we're 18, and it's funny because I just remember kind of being younger and just so obsessed with Facebook, and I was on there all the time, and now I probably never use my Facebook. But, yeah, I mean, we definitely like to not only let people know what's kind of happening in our lives, because we understand that people like to be, like, interactive with that, and so we like to keep people up, and we also like to keep up with other people and kind of see what goes on outside of my little bubble up here in Idaho. So, that's kind of how it is for us, but mainly just the three, mainly just Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. Those are really the ones that we're the most active with.
Okay. Besides you two playing basketball, and you did mention something about your little brother, how old is he, and is that the only ones besides yourself and your little brother playing basketball? Do you have other brothers and sisters?
Yes, we. My little brother, he is actually 16, and he's a sophomore in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And he right now is the only one competitively playing other than my little sister. We have a little sister who is in eighth grade right now, and she's also playing club basketball as well. So those two are our only younger siblings that are still playing basketball. But there is actually seven kids total. So we do have three older siblings.
Mine and ours family.
But none of them are playing sports.
Okay. You said your younger sister, is she going to be probably taller than you two, or is she near there? Or how's your sister playing right now?
Well,
she's eighth grade,
I
understand she's eighth grade, but it's got to be in the genes, so that's why I'm asking.
I expect her to, be pretty tall, because when Dakota and I were her age, we were probably just a little bit shorter than she is, and my parents are always saying how she's going to be so tall, and she kind of has the physique of like a volleyball player, really, but
okay.
So that's kind of, she really likes volleyball too, and that's kind of where she goes, but she still loves basketball because she was kind of born into a basketball family. I don't know if she'll be taller than us, but she'll definitely be really close. I don't think she'll be like 6'4 or anything like that, but
mm-hmm.
definitely pretty close. As far as basketball goes, though, for her, she sort of developed more into a shooter, I would say. I don't know how much she loves it to carry it to pursue it in college, but I think she will be playing in high school.
Okay. Do you give your brother and your younger brother and younger sister, you two, give them any kind of pointers? Take them out on the court and play with them, or they're pretty much on their own, or what?
No, we definitely give them a lot of pointers. We actually help my mother, who coaches my little sister's team, we help her coach a lot of the practices.
Mm-hmm.
And when we have one tonight, actually, too, around 9 with them. And then my little brother, him and I, this is Dakota, we are very competitive with each other and always trying to rub stuff in each other's face, like who wins in one-on-one and stuff like that. And we're so competitive. So with my little brother, it's mostly like we're competing all the time. And he's a very good basketball player, really high basketball IQ. So I learn a lot of things even just from watching him play. But, yeah, we'll always play my little brother and take him on the court because we have so much pride that it hurts to lose to each other. So we'll just keep playing until we win.
Do you guys, when you get on the court, now one said that she's quiet, she doesn't talk a lot of junk. The other one talks a lot of junk. Do you guys, when you were in high school, you get on the court, you guys talk a lot of each other, not to each other, but to the opponents. Do you talk a lot of junk to them or what? Is that part of your game?
Well,
let me put it that way.
Well, for, Dakota, she doesn't really do that, but, like, we're both very passionate, so you'll see a lot of fist pumps here and there. But for me, I do, but it really depends on who I'm playing and the level of competition because, there are some teams that are better than other teams, and when you go out and you're just kind of, handling a team, it's not, I don't really feel right about talking trash, I just don't. But when I'm playing teams that are real competitive with me and girls really trying to, get in my grill or really, try and test me and challenge me, then I definitely will be like, oh, you want it? You sure you want it? Okay, I'll go buy you. Like, stuff like that.
So once you get to college, when the competition level is ramped up, that means you're going to be talking a lot on the court. Am I right?
for my first year, I gotta get settled in a little bit, maybe lay
mm-hmm.
a little under the radar, but try and keep my composure. But for the most part, it's just kind of a part of me. So I know I might say something here and there. I'm not so sure how my coach feels about that yet,
mm-hmm.
but I
mm-hmm.
should find out this summer. Yeah, no, definitely. But as for me, Dakota, like I don't do all that, talking, but. When we are interviewed after games and stuff, a lot of the times the interviewers will initially think that I am the one that would want to be the trash talker just because of my actions on the court. I do a lot of the, you know, clapping my hands on defense and pumping my fist when someone does something good on the other team. So it kind of looks like I would be a trash talker, but I really don't do a lot of trash talking.
Okay. Black?
Oh, man, I just got a DM. I don't even want to ask this question, but I'm going to do it for my fam. My boy wants to know if Lil Wayne has proposed to you guys yet.
You know, actually not, no. Yeah, we've never been in contact with Lil Wayne whatsoever, so, I mean, I don't think...
As far as I know, I haven't been proposed.
Yeah, as far as we know, there's no proposal.
Okay. All
right, that's cool. We got him out of the way. A lot of people looking at y'all as new eye candy for college basketball. Seeing how Skylar Diggins is leaving this year from Notre Dame. How do you guys feel about having that status symbol labeled onto you?
I think that, you know, as far as, you know, the whole eye candy goes, it's a little bit funny to us just because, you know, people do make such a big deal about it. But ultimately, a lot of people do the comparison of us and Skylar Diggins, and you know that. And to be honest, to be in that kind of company with her is incredible to us, just because we have so much respect for her. We have played against Skylar before, and so we just hold her to a very high level of respect. And what she's done with women's basketball and just being the face of women's basketball, you know, is incredible, and we definitely look up to her in so many ways. So for people to kind of be comparing us to her and to sort of see us in that kind of, you know, like the same lane with Skylar like that, it's definitely very flattering, and those are some really big shoes to fill. So we're just out here trying to work as hard as we can, you know, to become the best players, people, and teammates that we can be to kind of uphold that.
Yes, I definitely would agree with that, and you know, it's really funny to us when, you know, people are, you know, going a little crazy about, you know, the whole eye candy thing. It's flattering, really, but I also think just in the back of my head, like, you know, they see me off the court and they say this, but I wonder after they watch me play if they still think the same thing.
All right, I read up on both of you. I heard both of you are great, great defenders. But I have to ask, what would you two guys do with a player such as Brittany Griner?
Defensively, man, yeah, that's tough. We are actually, you know, praying and thanking that she is gone from the people. She is an incredible player. I think as far as, you know, defense. To play Brittany Griner, I think the best team this far that I've watched, because, you know, she's just such a force, and when she gets the ball, I mean, it's almost impossible to stop her. But I think that Louisville did the best job. I mean, obviously they did win the game, but they really took her out of the game, even mentally. And so just with how physical they were with her, fronting her, I think that they played the best defense against Brittany Griner. I think that I've seen. I mean, I think Notre Dame did a great job as well, and Stanford also. I think the zone is a nice look on her, just because you're able to get more help inside, and it really forces them to shoot from the perimeter, which I do have respect for Baylor's perimeter game. But I think that Louisville just did the best with running her and being very physical with her and taking her out of the game mentally. It was very difficult for her to get involved offensively.
Yeah, man, I have so much respect for her. Like, she really came in, she really did her thing and made her mark on women's basketball. And I'm not going to lie, no, I'd probably be pretty scared to drive in the lane. I'd probably try and avoid her. I'd probably rely on the jumper a lot, because I have, you know, a little bit of pride. So I think if I were to try and go in there a couple times and just get rejected every single time, I might, you know, feel a little down after that. But then again, you know, she's the best shot blocker in the country, so I can't feel too bad about that. But I would definitely be scared. You know, I'd try and avoid the paint.
Okay. Black, do you want me to pass it over to Jeff or what?
Let everybody get their questions in.
Jeff?
Well, you obviously practice and play games against each other, but have you ever played on opposite teams, like in AAU or anything like that?
On AAU, no, we've never played on opposite teams. Each team that we actually played on three different teams within our high school, three to four teams total for AAU. And it was just complicated situations all around. Like our freshman year, both freshman and sophomore year, the team had to go down because the head coach left to go coach collegiately. And so we've never been on different AAU teams. We've always been on the same top team with each other. But when we go to camp, like when we were at the league camp at Notre Dame and Duke, Tennessee, we were always put on different teams. They always split us up. And, you know, yeah, they would always do that to us. And, you know, it's tough because we do want to play with each other, but we're just very competitive. So, you know, each elite camp we were at, though, my team beat her out. So I feel pretty good about that. You know, yeah. Dylan's sad about those losses. You know, okay, all right, you know what, I did my thing. But a couple of times my team would be, like, shout out to be, like, one of the, you know, better teams at the camps and whatnot. And then we start playing, and I was like, not again. But no, I loved everybody that I played with. But you know, it's funny because even when we do play on different teams, the people on our team are like, all right, you're guarding your sister. I'm like, all right, well, you know, I always have to guard my sister. I don't want to guard my sister. I want to guard somebody different just because I know that she, like, it goes both ways. Like, we both just know each other's game so well offensively, you know. We play with each other for, you know, however many years now. And so we know each other's game so well that it is really hard for us to score against each other, like, which is a good thing because it, you know, forces us to make different decisions and stuff like that. But when it comes down to, like, being in a game, it's just the most frustrating thing when I can't ever score. And my sister is just playing D on me, and same goes for her because I know I'm not scoring, she's not going to score. So yeah, that's
kind
of how it is when we don't get to play with each other.
Who's next? Who's up? Jeff?
Well, that was me.
Macau?
Black had asked y'all about Brittany. Wanted to ask you guys, what did you think about this around about her going to the Dallas Mavericks and playing in the NBA. What did you guys think about that?
You know, we definitely have heard a lot of circling rumors about Brittany and entering the NBA and all that. And, you know, if she were to really go to the NBA, I would hands down have a lot of respect for her, most definitely. But I don't know. I would like to see Brittany continue in the WNBA and with the women's game just because of, you know, how much, you know, she's impacted the women's game. I think that I would like to see her play for the WNBA and just see where, you know, she could take the WNBA as a whole. So, I mean, I don't know. I think it'd be kind of, I don't know, just totally different aspect to see her playing with men, you know, seeing her play with women, and she dominates, you know, so many women just, you know, with her physique and being 6'8 and being so strong in there. But, you know, when it comes to men, it's just an entirely, you know, she would probably be smaller compared to some of those men out there in the NBA. And her game is a post. She's a post, you know, and I don't really know. I'd like to see her. That'd be kind of cool to see her compete with men, but I think that she would flourish in the WNBA. Yeah, I definitely have to agree. I feel like the WNBA is probably going to be better suited, you know, for her, especially if she wants to continue to dominate the game and to play a lot and things like that. I feel like, you know, with the men, in retrospect, you know, men are generally considered stronger and faster, and, you know, the game is just a completely different pace, and I have no doubt that, like, eventually she would definitely be able to pick up on it and, you know, catch up and whatnot, but I feel like the WNBA is probably a better way to go for her, just, you know, considering that she can continue to do her thing out there, continue to impact the game as much as she did in college.
Beyond college? Do you want to go to the WNBA or hopefully or what?
You know, I think that's definitely something that we've
taken a lot of thought on up to now, just because we want to be, you know, very sure of what we want to do with, you know, after college. The WNBA has always been a topic of conversation when it comes to our career aspirations. But I think that for my sister and I, we will probably not pursue the WNBA after college. I think we're looking more into owning, you know, probably like our own business or pursuing entertainment, going more along the lines of that path. For us, you know, college to us is kind of the top for women's basketball right now. I have no disrespect whatsoever towards the WNBA, but I would say for ourselves, just personally, and as that kind of goal has set for ourselves, is that Division I basketball is really where we see ourselves peaking to play basketball.
Okay. Anybody else? Oh, you know, we got a caller in here from the 251. Let's bring this caller in. Caller from the 251, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and if you have a question for our guest.
Hey. My name is Afari, and I just like to let you guys know that I think you guys should definitely go into the WNBA. You know what I mean?
Okay, you know, it's definitely not something that's completely off the table because there's a lot of time between now and then, you know. But as of right now, it's still kind of an iffy thing whether or not we want to, you know, play in the WNBA just because we have, you know, other things that we're very passionate about as well as basketball.
I feel it. You guys should follow me on Twitter, though.
At our Twitter name.
I will.
Okay.
I'm about to get you guys right now.
Okay, do you have another question? Because you guys are lighting up this board here I'm looking at. Let me bring another caller in. Thanks for the caller from the 251. Caller from the 908. Caller from the 908, welcome to the FSP crew. State your name and ask your question of the twins. Caller from the 908, are you there?
908 is Jersey.
Yes, it is. Call from the 908. Going once, going twice. You're out of here. Okay. Caller from the 478. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. You got a question you want to ask the twins? Caller from the 478. Are you there?
They're shy.
They're shy. I'm telling you, they're calling up and they're shy. You guys are intimidating these guys. I know they're guys calling here.
Beat
it. You got two beautiful young women that's just intimidating all you do.
Oh, okay. Let's try this here.
I don't believe it.
We got another one here. Let me see if we can get this call from the 501. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question.
This Kevin, Dakota know me, Dylan know me. They need to when y'all gonna come to Arkansas for one time?
Kevin. No, we've never been to Arkansas.
Never been to Arkansas.
So
like,
I don't know. I don't know. We'll definitely try and like, you know, fit it in the schedule somewhere. But I've like, you know, never really had a reason to go to Arkansas. I guess that's why I've never been there before. So I guess maybe, you know, just spontaneously one day we're just going to show up in Arkansas.
Well, be sure you hit me up whenever you go.
All right, Kev.
All right. Thanks for the call from the 501. Thanks for the call. Let me bring in this caller. He's been holding on for a while. This board is lighting up, ladies. I don't know what you did, but it's lighting up now. Caller from the 602, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Caller from the 602, state your name and ask your question.
My name is Mandy and my best friend Raina, and we want to know what your guys' most embarrassing moment is.
Okay, this is Dylan, and I definitely remember my most embarrassing moment so vividly, but I was on my way to a game with my high school team, and we were traveling about an hour away, and I had to go to the bathroom so badly, and we finally get there, and I'm like, thank you, Lord, nothing happened, I'm going to go to the bathroom. Well, my coach is like, Dylan, get the ball. I'm like, no, but I grab him. I run in the gym. I throw him. I just was not even thinking. I see the bathroom signs. I run into the bathroom, and I kind of sit there for a minute, and I hear these voices like, oh, my gosh, what are you doing in here? And I look down, and I see this urinal, and I see my coach's shoes in the urinal. And I see my other coach washing his hands, and I was like, I was in the stall already. I just ran out. I was like, I'm so sorry. And they're like, Dylan, like, what? Get out of here. And it was the most embarrassing game, the entire game. They couldn't even look at me. I was so embarrassed. That's about it.
Caller from the 602, thank you for your call. Okay, here we go. Caller from the 253, welcome to the FFP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question.
It's me, it's Mr. FSP, the king of this and that comedy. Hello.
state your question, because I got a lot of people holding on here right now. This board is lighting up. So it's got to be quick.
I can't even talk. It's my show, Jerry.
Ask your question. Ask your question.
You? I'm talking to
the old man.
Shut up,
cousin. Ladies, thank you for coming on the show. I greatly appreciate it. Now, you're double trouble. You're going to Kansas. I'm quite sure somebody already asked, why did you select Kansas? What was your second and third choices? And did you guys ever consider going to separate schools?
Very good question. Well, Kansas, like I said, was the best fit for my sister and I, and there were so many great programs who were recruiting us and who wanted us at their school, and we have so much respect for both of those, all of those programs that were recruiting. But our second option was Stanford. We were really, really interested in Stanford for a long time. They were number one. And so Stanford, and our number two options to go together. I mean, it's a tie. It's a tie between UNLV and Auburn. Those programs really stood out to us. The coaches did a really good recruiting job.
Oh my gosh, they
talked a really good recruiting team.
Amazing.
Shout out to UNLV though, because they really did a great job of recruiting us. But we really love all of those programs. And then separately, that was something that we looked into, because you never really know. Like, in basketball, you never really know. And we just wanted to make sure that even if going together may not have been the best option for both of us. Like, I may have loved one school more than Dakota did, and it could have been a better fit in that aspect. So we definitely kept it in consideration. And there were other schools that were only recruiting one of us, and we definitely kept them on the list just to be sure that we made the right decision. Yeah. So it was an option.
Okay, we have a bunch of callers on the line. Callers, if you still want to talk, be patient. I'm trying to get to you as soon as possible. We have a lot of people, and I'm trying to get to you. So I'm bringing in enough
women on the line. That's why you have so many calls.
Oh, we good.
Whatever. Caller from the 256. Caller from the 256. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Caller from 256.
Hello?
Call from the 256.
Hello?
You there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Caller from the 256. Going once. Going twice.
Hear me.
Somebody.
Ask a question.
Caller from the 256. This is your last shot. See
you. Jerry, I can hear somebody talking.
I hear him.
Hold on a minute.
Yeah, they got a low voice.
Yeah, well, I lost them. Call from the 484. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Hello?
Hello.
Hello.
I don't hear him either.
You don't hear him, right?
I don't hear him.
I don't hear anything.
Okay?
Don't be shy. Speak up.
Don't be shy. Okay.
If you're a dude, don't be shy. You heard these women. They ain't afraid. They ain't scared.
Oh, man.
Caller from the 251. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Caller from the 251, are you there? Hello?
JT, how many people you got on the line right now?
I got...
You have six people actively open?
Yeah.
You got to get rid of me. You won't let you have more than six people actively on at one time.
Hang up. Thank you.
You can only have six actively. What are you talking about? I had like 20 going one night.
Yeah, I hear you.
No. At one time.
I'm
just telling you, under that package. All right,
Victor,
guys take it easy.
All right.
Catch you later.
Take care.
All right, bye.
All right. Let me bring in this caller here. Wow, this is lighting up. Here we go. Caller from the 252. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask a question.
I'm OJ. My question is, can I get a follow back on Twitter and Instagram?
Oh, please.
That's my real question.
My brother, are you that desperate? Come on, man.
I'm not desperate at all.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know, everything else already been asked that I would ask y'all. So that's all I'm asking for.
Okay. That's all you need? No problem.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Oh, can I say my name?
Yeah, let him say his name, man. Let him get his
say your name. Say your name.
My Twitter is Julio Don't Lie, and my Instagram is I Don't Pass 22.
Well, I found you. Found you, Julio.
Okay.
Follow me.
All right. Let me get this one here. I got a call from Jersey. Call up from the 609. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question.
You.
Hello?
Hello?
State your name and ask your question, my man.
My name is Derek.
Okay. Ask your question, Derek.
I want to know if I can get a follow back from my future wife, Dylan.
Oh, man.
I'm dying right now, man.
Oh, you guys got to be kidding me. You guys got to be kidding me.
Can I get some tickets to the games, though? What's up?
Yeah, you know what? Tag me.
Follow me on Twitter.
D-Y-E-0-M-A-N. But your name is Dylan, too?
Oh, boy.
Did I hear that right?
I'm over here. I'm dying right now.
Okay. Thank you, Colin. You would not believe the amount of calls. I've never seen this amount of calls before.
Hey, Jerry,
this is crazy.
Let me just apply the last two guys, man. If you can see the Twitter feed right now, the Twitter feed is crazy. So many people, I got to call my baby Dylan. I got to call my baby Dakota. And then they call and they're quiet, man. Guys, don't be intimidated, man. The Gonzalez twins are here. This is what you want.
Okay.
Just say something, man.
Let me bring in another caller here. Bear with us, ladies. I can't believe all these guys are calling him. Well, I can believe it. Let me put it that way. Call from the 304. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and tell us what you have to say. Call from the 304.
Don't be shy, man. Come on through.
Don't be shy.
Come on, man. Time's ticking.
Time's ticking, and it's just ticked for you. See ya. See ya. Where am I at? Yeah, caller. Here we go. Caller from the 617. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and tell us what you have to say.
Hello?
Caller from the 617. Go on once.
Hello?
I'm not even.
I can hear her, Jerry. I can hear her.
Hi. Hi, Lady Mariah. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Okay. What's your question or statement? What do we have to say?
My question is, my statement is that I'm a really big fan of them, Dylan and Dakota, and I want you to know how long they've been playing basketball.
Did you hear that?
Hello? Hello?
We can hear you, babe. The twins, did you hear that? Did you hear the question?
Are the twins still here? Let me see. Hold on a minute.
Uh-oh. Okay, we've had some big stars on this show, but never this many callers.
Ladies, did you hear that question?
Want me to call? Hello?
Dakota, Dylan, are you still there? Hello?
Hello?
Twins?
Like, maybe they can't find us or something.
Twins, are you still there?
I can hear him. It is something going on with this system. I can hear the young lady that made the question, and I can hear the
Dylan, are you still there?
Yep, I'm still here.
Okay.
8, 3, 4, 7.
Dylan, don't go my room. Dylan, I'm sorry. What was that question, young lady?
How long have you been playing basketball?
Somebody got a hell of a lot of
noise
background noise going on.
A little technical difficulties.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There's so many freaking calls on here. Let me bring this caller in here. Caller from the 847. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. You got a question you want to ask the two twins?
Yeah. I go to the University of Illinois, and I have a roommate. His name is Kyle Grant. He's like their biggest, the Gonzalez twins' biggest fan. I was wondering if he could get a shout out. His name's Kyle.
Twins, are you there? Are the twins there?
Uh oh.
Where are the twins? Did I lose them? Where are the twins? Did I lose them? I'm looking for. Don't tell me I lost them. Oh, yes, I did. Let me see if I can get them back here. Bear with us, Carl. I'm trying to get them back.
Yeah, no problem.
Hello? Okay. We have so many calls here. I'm sorry. I apologize for that. I don't know how we lost you guys. But call from the 847. Tell us what you have to say again.
Yeah, my name is Sam. I go to University of Illinois, and I have a roommate. His name is Kyle Grant. He's like the biggest fan I know of the Gonzalez twins. I was wondering if they could give him a shout-out. His name's Kyle.
Kyle Grant. Yeah.
His name is Kyle Grant.
I'm going to post him right now.
That's very sweet. Tell him we appreciate that so much, especially out there in Illinois. It means a lot.
Shout out to Kyle Grant.
Yeah, thank you so much, girls, and good luck in Kansas.
Thanks for your call, caller.
Wow, there's so many calls on it. It's crazy. Let me do this. Caller from the 708, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question of the Gonzalez twins.
Hello?
Hello? Go right ahead,
yeah.
Caller. Don't be shy.
Yeah, my name is Danon. I'm from Chicago. I just wanted to ask the twins, y'all be hanging out with Aaron Gordon?
Yes, Aaron Gordon, that's my little boo. That's Dakota speaking. But, yeah, Aaron Gordon, that's my little boo. Yeah. As for Dylan, Aaron's definitely the homie. He's really chill, really nice guy, fun to be around.
Yeah, I should have went to the same college. It would have been sick.
Man, you know, he's about that West Coast life, trying to, you know, hold it down for Arizona. And I think that's a good thing for him. I think that he'll really have a good time in Arizona.
He'll prosper there for sure.
Cool. Well, I'm enjoy watching y'all for 4 years.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, caller.
Yeah. All right.
We got so many calls that are online right now. Hold on. as much as we can, we'll try to get to you, but there's a long line. And caller from the 703, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question.
Hello?
Yes, hello. We're here. Ask your question. What's your name and ask your question?
All right. Well, my name is Kevon, and I was just wondering what's the most memorable high school, like, basketball moment?
Wait, what's our most memorable? Hold on, I'm going to say the most memorable basketball moment for me is when it's sort of a collaboration of memories, really. But we went to the Tournament of Champions in Arizona, and we really were not expected to win anything. Like, we were expected to go in there, go 0-4, and we came out with 3 wins. So I think that my most memorable moment is playing it in front of the college coaches in Arizona.
For me, Dylan, I think that my most memorable moment is probably when I was playing a summer ball tournament with my high school team, and we were playing against a team that we underestimated. We got down by a lot. Dakota ended up getting hurt, and I just remember I made the craziest shots that were like once-in-a-lifetime shots to tie up the game and then to win it in double overtime. So that's probably my most memorable moment.
Oh,
are you?
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Thanks for your call, caller. All right. man, we got caller from the 484. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Make it good.
My name is James. I want to know how many points the girls are trying to drop this year.
Ooh!
Man. You know, as many as I can, but for us, we don't really focus on, like, oh, I'm trying to score this many amount of points. We just want to go out there and, yeah, get the W no matter what we have to do, whether it means I have to get 20 points or 20 assists or rebounds, like, whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, that's rough. I mean, in high school, we were able to put up big numbers because, you know, it's high school ball, and once we get to college, it'll just be an entirely new level of competition, and so we're really just going to go out there, work as hard as we can. You know, hopefully we'll be, you know, able to produce some scoring for our team, but if that's not us doing the scoring, then that's all right.
Are you guys singing videos?
Pardon?
I said, are you coming out with any more singing videos?
Oh,
yes.
Yeah, for sure. Next, we'll
everybody.
Look out for the Titanium cover. We're going to be doing that one next.
Yep.
All right. Thanks for your call, question, caller.
How well do you guys feed off of each other when you're playing? I mean, like, if one of you get hot, do you know and do you feed her? I mean, are y'all good with that mentally?
Yeah, we have our chemistry. It's crazy.
Like, twin telepathy goes to work.
It really is like twin telepathy. I mean, when people ask us do we have twin telepathy, we're like yes, because when we're on the court together and we've just been playing with each other so long, we know how each other likes to move. We know where each other's gonna be, and so you can see
ahead. I can make passes without even looking.
Yeah,
and throw it up the court, and then all of a sudden, like, Dakota's just there.
Yeah, I mean, so we do feed off each other very well, and I think that's why a lot of the schools we were recruited by did recruit us together, because I think they could see that. And, you know, if Dylan gets hot or if I get hot, we're very quick to give each other the ball.
All right, we got callers. We got about a minute and a half on regular time, but I'm going to try to get as many callers that you're still on the line. I'm going to try to get as many callers as we can in before we close out this show. Excuse me. So thanks for calling there. Caller, here we go with another one. Man, caller from the 337, which is in North Carolina. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question.
Oh, it's your boy Travis from the bottom of the map. Louisiana, baby.
Okay.
And,
you got a question. Come on, my man.
Time
is important.
All right. My question is, can one of y'all dunk?
You know, maybe like a 9.5-foot hoop, but definitely.
Yeah, you know, not quite yet.
All right.
Man, I like these girls. Y'all so real.
If y'all ever catch a fast break in a game, man, I would like to see one of y'all throw an alley-oop to one of each other.
Oh,
All right. I
might not be throwing it down, you know, but
that's for you. I don't think there's going to be any windmilling in there or anything like that, but
I'm not
trying. We'll try and get a little tip dunk.
Yeah, nothing too serious.
Thanks for your call, my man.
All right.
Okay, here we go. Another one. Caller from the 580. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question.
This is Destiny Jackson, and I have like a statement, not really a question, but I was just wanted to say that like I'm 5'11". I think I'm 1 inch taller than you guys, and I just want to say thanks for like inspiring me to wear heels and stuff like that.
No problem.
Yeah, of course. You wear those heels.
Tall is beautiful. People looking up at you better than looking down, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
All
wear
right,
those heels. Feel beautiful and tall. No problem. Thank you.
Thanks for the call.
I'm like 6'5".
And speaking of that, 5'11", 6 foot respectively, this is the time of year that most young women and young men are getting ready to go to a special occasion called the prom.
Right.
Do you guys participate in something like that or what?
Yeah, we definitely love to it. But sometimes, like in the previous years, it's actually we've had a problem with scheduling where we'll have tournaments during that time. So we haven't gotten to go like every dance or even like proms, but it's been a good experience so far. We got to do like chaperoning and stuff when we were younger, but this year we're actually trying to go, so it should be fun. Yeah, we love doing all that.
Wait a minute, you tell me you're trying to go? That sounds like you don't have a solid chance of going. That means that no one stepped up to the plate and asked you?
I mean, they're the people who ask us, but we can't really give them answers right away because we aren't 100% sure on our schedule during that time because
okay.
we might not be here, and I don't want to tell somebody yes, and then they don't have a date. So.
Okay. Okay, no problem. Let me go to this caller here. Hold on, let me just get rid of this caller. Thanks for your caller. Where the heck is he at? Okay, let me go to this caller here. Bear with me, ladies. Here we go. Caller from the 256, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and you ask your question.
My name is RJ Williams, River from Madison, Alabama. Turn up. And my question is, what made y'all pick Kansas?
Ooh, Kansas. Kansas was just the best fit for my sister and I. We love everything about it. It's very family-oriented. We feel like we'll fit right into the program that they run and the kind of system that they run. We also want to be part of the process of taking Kansas to a national title, and they've done very well in the NCAA tournament these last 2 years, and so we'd like to sort of, further that and
get
to the final four.
Deeper and deeper into the tournament.
And on top of that, top it off, they have the best trainer in the nation, men and women's, and she's going to kick my butt, but you know what, I'm up for the challenge.
Okay. Thanks for the thanks for the question, caller.
Yes, sir.
Okay, let me get this person here. Caller from the 484. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Make it good.
Hello.
Yeah, caller from the 484.
What's going on? This is Paul Savage. I'm from Pennsylvania. And I just wanted to say I love y'all. I'm saying I follow y'all on Twitter, follow y'all on Instagram. Seen y'all playing high school. I was just wondering if y'all can give me a shout out on Twitter.
Wow.
I really love y'all. My name is Paul Savage. All right,
Paul.
It'll really make my night if y'all gave me a shout out.
Wow. You ladies are wow.
And Dylan, you sent me hearts the other day, I'm saying on Twitter, so. And I retweeted it. I love you.
Okay. All right. Much appreciated.
Wow. Wow. This is getting crazy. Caller from the 251, welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Make it good, my man. Oh. Hello? Hello?
Mm-hmm.
Going once, going twice?
Yep.
You're gone. Okay. Caller from the 510.
Hung up.
Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and what's your question? Caller from the 510. He dropped too. Okay. That's okay. Caller from the 914. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question.
I'm Rob, and I wanted to know how you guys are feeling about going to Kansas.
You listen to the show, my man. I don't know if you ladies want to answer this again because you've answered it about four times already. So, but if you want to answer, go right ahead.
Yeah, it's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
How I feel about it. You know, we love Kansas, and that's definitely why we ended up, you know, committing and signing there. And we're very excited to go and to, you know, very anxious to experience this. So, yeah.
Thank you. All right. We're going to have four more callers, and we're going to call it a night. Here we go.
Sounds good.
Excuse me? Caller from the 202. Welcome to the FSP Crew
DC.
Show. State your name and ask your question. Make it good, my man. You're the DC. Make it good.
How y'all doing? I'm Sean Jackson. And I just wanted to tell you guys inspired me to chase my dream. You know, I'm an upcoming rapper, you know, and I got signed to an agency down in California. And I want to tell you guys. What made you guys chase our dream? What made y'all be loving basketball so much?
Well, that's really great. Thank you for that. But I think that for us, when it came to basketball, it was something that was almost genetically inherited. I mean, my mother is just so passionate about the game that when we were born, she kind of rolled the ball out to us, and we've been playing ever since. And we just grew such a love for the game, just with how competitive it is, and it's such a beautiful sport. I mean, it really is like an art, and I don't mean to even sound cheesy when I say that, but we've loved basketball since day one, and just looking at all the amazing players and what they've accomplished with the sport that we look up to, it really inspired us to keep pursuing it.
Thanks for your question. All right, we're going to go one more question here. And we're going to wrap it up, ladies.
Yeah, it's no problem. Sounds great.
Okay. Caller from the 214, you're the lucky last person. Welcome to the FSP Crew Show. State your name and ask your question. Make it good because you're the last caller to ask a question.
Hello?
Caller from the 214, don't be shy.
Hello?
You say hello one more time and you're gone.
Yeah, it's my name, Jesus, from Dallas, Texas. Man, y'all are beautiful. Y'all, what can y'all do? Y'all are so talented. Is there any activity y'all can't do?
Yes, there is. I definitely, you know, cannot do, like, this is going to sound really, like, dumb, but I watched, like, water polo this summer, and I was just like, wow, I could never do that, or football, although I tried, you know, pat myself on the back for the attempt, but, yes, that didn't really work out either.
And golf, yeah, you know,
oh, gosh.
If anyone were to take me on a date to, like, mini golfing, they would become immediately unattracted to me.
They were bowling.
I'm so terrible when it comes to golf.
And bowling,
okay.
In any of those little arcade things.
All right, I'm going to go to round the horn to see if any of our co-hosts want to ask one last question. I'm going to go to Macau first.
You would go to me first, right? Oh, man.
Yes.
No, I just want to say, you know, good luck to you ladies, and I really enjoy just listening to you guys, you know, talk about your dream and talk about your game and stuff like that. Looking forward to see you guys play with Kansas. So good luck to you all, and peace and blessings.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We really appreciate that.
Okay. How about you, Jeff?
Yeah, I just want to thank the ladies for joining us. And we've had some famous guests. Stephen A. Smith is one of them. Agent Lee Steinberg, all those folks, and never had the boards light up like tonight. So
I'm telling you.
I'm gonna look you up on YouTube because before the show I knew about your ball playing, but I didn't know about your singing. So I'm gonna look you up on YouTube, and best of luck in the future.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mike.
All right, man. First of all, I want to say I appreciate the twins for reaching out when I reached out to them to get them on the show. Wish you guys nothing but the best of luck in Kansas. Sorry we kept you so long, but as you can see, you guys are so popular. If we didn't cut the show off, probably would have went another 2-3 hours. I definitely appreciate you guys. And best of luck to you.
Well, yeah, we'd love to come back.
Get the Kansas. Definitely talk to you when you get the Kansas. See how that freshman
year. Yeah, that sounds great. Of course. Yeah, we'd love to come back and talk.
Okay, I have just to say, ladies, I am and the guys on this show know it, a women's basketball enthusiast. I love watching women's basketball, have for years, and I'm looking very forward to watching you guys play together on the court along with your other three new teammates that you're going to be having. I can't say I'm a big Kansas fan, but like I said, I'm a big women's basketball fan, and I'm very anxious to see you guys play at the next level, and I'm going to wish you extremely good luck and good fortune, and I definitely want to have you back on the show after you get to Kansas.
Yeah, we would love to come back on the show and talk to you guys. We really enjoyed talking to you guys and would like to thank you all for having us. It's been a very fun experience.
Yeah, thank you. We really appreciate it. And, just let us know whenever you want us to come back. We'll love to come back and answer questions or just talk about whatever you guys talk about up in here. But, so thank you.
All right, ladies, you take care.
You too. Thanks again.
Right. All right, guys, we're going to close this show out. I got so many callers that are on the line right now. I apologize. I've been overwhelmed with calls on this show. This is the most calls we've ever had on this show, and I got about at least a dozen people still holding on the line. The twins are gone, and we'll soon be gone from this show. I want to thank Black the Bookie for getting these two guests, wonderful guests. I want to thank Macau for calling in, and also for Jeff participating also. Tune in next week, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, same place, same time, like I said. We'll be talking about fantasy sports and politics. That's the moniker of this show. That's what we'll be talking about. Till then, you guys take care, and we're out.
Yeah. Mr. Encore, fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, check. Fantasy sports and politics. Ain't no other talk show hot as this. Cover every sport and we get it all right. Log on the site, you can listen tonight. Talk about the game, who in first place. You can even call up, state your own case. Football, b-ball, soccer too. Log on, ain't nobody stopping you. It's fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, come on. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Fantasy sports and politics crew. Yeah, log on.